Long story short, 2004, design was actually part of the problem. Design was king at Lego. Design could have free reign over developments of new pieces, new elements. So if a designer didn't find the piece he wanted in the 16,000 pieces that currently exist in the catalog, they would create, fabricate, and tool a new Lego brick, and that could sometimes have implications of up to a $500,000 investment by the time they cut all this steel, creating tooling for different factories, et cetera, et cetera. So design was kind of, let's say, pulling the company apart, but again, it's a big part of the problem of creating these investments that may or may not have been successful in the marketplace. So again, 2004 started an initiative called Design for Business. And that's basically our expertise, design management, design leadership. That's the business of design. So everything design did moving forward, with addition of proper process, tools, governance, et cetera, it had to prove a business case from a very early business case light all the way through, let's say, a well-developed business case through the development process to prove that there was success in the market.